It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Erica Meisner, taking time out of her ever-busy schedule to join us once again here on our show this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, thank you so much for taking time out and joining us once again here this week on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio. And we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend this week. She's a cute one, and a new feline friend in Rose.
Thank you so much for having us, and we are excited to introduce everybody to Rose. Rose is only about 4 months old now, but she's been with us since she was about 4 weeks, and she's one of the cutest little tortoiseshell calicos you could ever hope to see.
So it sounds like you've had Rose in your care there for a couple of months. Terry, you kind of started to there. Rose is a unique one. We were talking off air, but if you could, tell us a little bit about what makes Rose so unique.
Well, Rose is unique in that she does have a vision impairment. She was found alone in a parking lot and brought to the shelter, and after taking her to the vet and having her examined, it was determined that she is blind in one eye, and she has scar tissue that affects her vision somewhat in the other eye, although she can see out of it. But to meet her and see her in action, you would never know that she has any impairments at all.
That was a great segue to my next question. I was going to ask you how the loss of that, or that impairment rather, of Rose's vision has impacted her. But it sounds like you were starting to mention there, you say that Rose has kind of adapted well.
She has. She has adapted very well, and we see that a lot in cats, that they just figure it out and move on. And if you come by the shelter, you will find Rose happily playing right with the other kittens and snuggling up with people and doing all the things that the other kittens at the shelter do.
Even though Rose has adapted well, Terry, she is still a bit of a special needs kitten in that regard. What kind of forever home situation do you think would be ideal for her? And do you think, does that vision impairment kind of play into that in any way?
It does play into it slightly in that Rose will need an indoor-only home. It would not be safe for her to be outside. So that's the biggest way that it factors in. Otherwise, she would just love a home with lots of treats, toys, and a warm lap to snuggle with. She is good with other cats and would enjoy having a kitty friend. And a lot of times we see that's a good thing for a kitten with an impairment, is to have a cat friend. We believe that she would be good with dogs. She seems to settle in very well with anyone once she's used to them.
So Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Rose or take that next step, how do they get in contact with you?
They can contact the shelter at 660-359-2700.
And we'll have more information about Rose on our website as well under Pet of the Week. It's at northwestmoinfo.com, including a picture of Rose. She's a very cute one. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here this week. Terry, thank you so much for all your hard work and joining us on Pet of the Week this week. And hopefully because of all your hard work, we can find Rose a forever home.
Thank you so much. We are looking forward to see her find her perfect forever home, and I have to admit to you, I'm going to be a little jealous of whoever gets this special girl.
Well, thank you so much, Terry, for joining us here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.